Hello, everybody. I'm Danny Finkelman, and this is The Danny Finkelman Show. For the next hour or so, more of that wonderful music from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, especially for you. And as I check the hand-printed playlist here, I see we've got Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs, the Marvelettes, the Showmen, the Davels, the Olympics, and the Four Aces. But let's start things off with Jimmy Clanton and Number 5 from January of 59, Go Jimmy Go.
I told her when it comes to talking, I'm the sweetest, sweet talker in the world. Well, she said, you better start talking. See, if you want me to be your girl, and she said, kissing, I ain't nothing but a kissing fool. She started to giggle when I told her that our teacher thinks she never learned in school, and she said,
go Jimmy, go.
Jimmy Clanton and Go Jimmy Go from 1959. So I'm a Lee and Perrins man, folks. I love the Lee and Perrins sauce. My dad loved the Lee and Perrins sauce. I think it's been around. Somebody sent me a bottle once. I think it was from that they found in a Canadian mine or buried underground or something from 1795. I've got a Lee and Perrins, so it's been around a long time, and it's bottled under the auspices of Her Majesty and all that. So I was noticing the other day, I buy it in bulk. I buy the big, big bottle, and I noticed the bottle had changed. And I said, it said 18 on the bottom, 18. And I looked closer at it, and I looked at the bottle before that, and it didn't say 18 on it. And this was at 18, and I looked closer, and it said, aged 18 months. So I said, oh, they've fallen for the marketing ploy, too. Like, did you care? Did you know? Did it matter to you whether Lee and Perrins was aged 18 months or not? Do you think it tastes any better or not? They must think so, or they think it's a marketing strategy. So now everything aged. It's like wine. It's like a fine wine. Lee and Perrins like a fine wine. And I see this coming, you know. Pretty soon they're going to have aged pepper. Like, okay, pepper, a pepper or aged salt. This salt is 4 year old. It was mined 8 years ago or 4 years. Well, those things are come out of nature, so they can't make a go of marketing the fact that it's aged. That won't work. What about aged paint? Sherwin-Williams, this paint in this can, aged 8 years. Make it better or worse? Who knows? People might say, oh, it's aged. It'll be better. It'll last longer. There's aged wool in this sweater that I'm wearing. The sweater, yes, when I bought it, it said the wool that was used in this was aged 24 years, months, decades, doesn't matter. Aged Leon Perrins. It'll be around in 100 years. It doesn't matter. But you know what? The great thing about Leon Perrins, you get a big bottle for $3.89. Now here's Barbara Lewis in number 11 from June of 19... And it still tastes exactly the same. Barbara Lewis in number 11 from June of 1965. Baby, I'm Yours.
Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until the stars fall from the sky. Yours until the rivers all run dry. In other words, until I die, baby.
Barbara Lewis and Baby, I'm Yours from 1965. I was just thinking the other day, you know, you see now these 80-year-old guys in blue jeans, and I say, ah, come on. And I was thinking, the last time I wore or bought a pair of blue jeans, you know what Levi's, a pair of original good Levi's sold for, because that's what I was wearing. $6. I kid you not, $6. Now blue jeans are like $65, $100, you get them pre-washed, all that stuff, distressed jeans for $180 or $200, $6. I wasn't different. I was very fit in and high school and junior high, just one of the kids, I just wasn't a blue jean kind of guy. I was a Dockers kind of guy, cotton pants kind of guy during the summer. No dungarees. I was not Dungaree Dan. I certainly wasn't Dungaree Doll, Eddie Fisher's I wasn't Dungaree Dandy at all. No, I was just Dan. I was Danny. You know, I read somewhere that Danny... Danny always marries someone smarter than himself. And in my case, that's absolutely correct. Now here are the Olympics. they had Western movies, but I love this one by them, number 99 from July of 66. Here they are with Mine Exclusively. The Olympics and Mine Exclusively from 1966. So I'm a great fan of the Four Aces. I saw the Four Aces twice in Winnipeg when there was such a thing as a nightclub and there was a Saturday matinee. I saw the Four Aces twice when I was, 12, 13? I just loved them back then. They had a number of big hits. And on YouTube, you've heard of YouTube, it took me about 10 years to figure out what YouTube was about. But now that I figured it out, there's some decent stuff on there. Someone put together a compilation of, I think, every time the Four Aces appeared on television into one, 40-minute chunk of the Four Aces. And it's fantastic if you like that kind of music, that kind of stuff from that era, the early 50s. So go to YouTube. Type in the Four Aces on Google or go to YouTube and then type in the Four Aces and you'll find it there somewhere. It's complete. I believe that someone had just got hold of every piece of footage from every source and linked it all together and had it. And someone knew that, figured out that they had it, got it, and put it on YouTube. Here are the Four Aces. From 1954, this was a top 10 tune, but I don't have the book that goes back to, it only goes back to 1955. 1954, don't know exactly where it was on the charts. Here are the Four Aces featuring Al Alberts and A Garden in the Rain.
A touch of color neath skies of gray. The raindrops kiss the flower beds. The blossoms raise their thirsty heads. A perfume, thank you, they seem to say. Just and sent us happily on our way.
Boo-ah, boo-ah.
Surely here was charm beyond compare to view.
Maybe it was just that I was there with you.
It was just a garden in the rain, but then the sun came out again
and set us happily.
The Four Aces from 1954 and Garden in the Rain. So last week, I had to make a plane reservation for my wife and me. We're going out west. And I said, well, I'm not going to make it online because I'll mess it up. I'll do something wrong. I just don't feel comfortable when I press the submit. For this is going out to the West Coast. It's an expensive flight. I don't trust it. I don't know. I'm just reluctant to do it. So I called Air Canada. Folks, do you know how long? I've phoned them three times. Do you know what the shortest length of time that they tell you exactly? We're sorry. Thank you for calling. We're sorry. We have a more than greater than usual waiting list or whatever, or people waiting to talk with us. Your estimated wait time is, what do you think, folks? 5 minutes, 10 minutes. The average time was about when I call was 50 minutes to an hour. They give you an approximation between 50 minutes. And an hour and 10 minutes. So the shortest time was 30 minutes. I said, oh, I'm going to be lucky here. And luckily, I have a speakerphone. That's the one thing for a speakerphone, so you don't have to hold and cradle the receiver until you throw your neck out. Anyway, I said, 30, this sounds good. The 30-minute wait turned out to be a one-hour wait. Now, I can't believe this, that Air Canada is so stingy. They absolutely would rather do anything. They would rather put you in the best Four Seasons hotel in the world than provide enough operators to handle your calls in a timely manner. It's as if that world doesn't exist anymore. Phoning up and making a reservation. And when I phoned up, you know what I found? Immediately what the lowest fare was, what the cancellation policy was. And the cancellation policy was kind of complicated. It's not the kind of thing you want to read through online. A lot of these things, you can never find them. How much does each bag cost exactly? And then the woman on the phone gave me dimensions on the bag too. They gave you things that weren't on online. Okay. And getting a seat was easier with this woman talking to her. It's much easier for certain kinds of people. And I don't think I'm an oddball when it comes to this. But just remember, you phone Air Canada, you wait an hour. You can wait an hour. Okay, you can watch an episode of CSI, or you can watch the national news, and just while you're waiting. All right, now here are the Duvels, and number three from April of 1963, featuring Len Barry, and You Can't Sit Down.
You hear the drummer thumping?
You can't sit down.
You gotta shake it like a crazy.
You can't sit down.
'Cause the band is saying something.
You can't sit down.
Everybody is a jumping.
You can't sit down.
You gotta slop, bop, flip, flop, hip hop.
The Duvels and You Can't Sit Down from 1963. So, what do these songs have in common? Return to Sender, Elvis's hit. Don't Be Cruel, other huge hit for Elvis. Great Balls of Fire. Fever. Great Balls of Fire with Jerry Lee Lewis. Fever, Peggy Lee. Hey Little Girl in the High School Sweater. That was Dee Clark. Searching by the Coasters. Handyman by Jimmy Jones. Fantastic tunes, all of them. All written by Otis Blackwell, who is a guy from Brooklyn and who is a country style performer. He was a black guy, so you figured he'd be an R&B guy from Brooklyn. No, he was a country music guy and country blues. And I met him in 1979. I was working on a series for the CBC. We went to New York to interview musicians, and I remember him in, I think it was the Brill Building, sitting at the piano. And I went over to him, and I was listening to him do All Shook Up. And I said, Otis, you sound like Elvis. And he said, no, Mr. Finkelman. That's how he addressed me. You don't forget these things. I was like 38 at the time. No, and he was 45 or closer to 50. No, Mr. Finkelman. Elvis sounds like me. Well, he's got an album out. These are my songs. You can get it on iTunes. And we're going to play one on this show and one on the next show, maybe even more. So here is that. Here's Otis and his band doing his version of the song he wrote, All Shook Up.
Yeah. Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a forest tree. My friends say I might get the wildest frog. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Well, I please don't ask what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I'm a feeling fine. When I'm with a girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. She took my hand, oh, she like a, my lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Feeling fine when I'm near a girl that I love the best. My heart beats so it scares me to death. She touched my hand, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. So it scares me to death. She took my hand. What she like on? Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah.
Otis Blackwell and his band, and all shook up. He wrote it, he sings it. And was I wrong in approaching him in 1979 when he just was sitting at a piano and doodling around and singing a bit of that? You sound like Elvis? No, Elvis sounds like me, Mr. Finkelman. All right. That's available on iTunes. That's where I grabbed it. I mean, iTunes, there are lots of good things about it and lots of bad things. I still prefer CDs. But you know what I did? I just downloaded onto a CD and bring it into the studio here. CDs are still available if you want to download them and just burn them. That's the expression, burn them. Burn them onto a disc. All right. Now, here are the Dupree's and number seven from, we'll play more of that in forthcoming shows. Number seven from August of 1962, the Dupree's and You Belong to Me. The Dupree's and You Belong to Me from 1962. So I was downstairs in the bay when their household products and household wares, which are right next to the men's socks and shorts. That's how they got it now. Do you know what the main floor of the bay is? It's shoes and cosmetics. Do you know why cosmetics? Have you ever wondered? Have I talked about this? Do you know why cosmetics are on the first floor of department stores? And you say, why are cosmetics here? Why don't they have something that we really need on the first floor? You know, like men's socks. Or, I don't know, sofas, lazy boy. Why are there cosmetics? Impulse buy. Nobody goes into a store to buy cosmetics. They walk through. So it's on the first floor. They said, women say, it's an impulse buy. That's the reason. They've taken the shoes, women's shoes from the fourth floor of the Bay, put it on the first floor, impulse buy, and moved men's shorts and socks into the basement. We've been relegated to the basement, lads. We used to be on the first floor, shirts, socks, under, now in the basement, and the women's shoes, impulse buy. Because we don't, socks and underwear, not an impulse buy. You're going to find them. We're in the department store doghouse, as the high-priced talent said behind the glass, and we are. God, men's rights. Well, not men's rights. We can handle it in the basement. Here are the showmen in number 61 from November of 1961, It Will Stand.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
The Showman and It Will Stand from 1961. Now from, we did back on the old Finkelman's 45s, two concerts from a club in Toronto, now defunct, the Montreal Bistro, which was a jazz club, but we use it on Sundays to record this stuff. And it was... I really loved a lot of this music, and I kind of chose the tunes. Well, they were, I would give Doug Riley 25 tunes, and he'd pick the 16 that were he thought worthy of being recorded and played, and this is one of them. Here's Vivian Williams and Joel Feeney, two great voices, and the old Sam and Dave hit, When Something Is Wrong With My Baby.
Something is wrong with my baby. Something is wrong with me. If I know that she's worried, and I will feel that same misery. Mm-hmm. what she means. She means to me now. Yeah. Oh, you just wouldn't, you wouldn't understand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, people can say, yeah, they can say she's no good.
Vivian Williams, Joel Feeney with Doug Riley and the band, and When Something Is Wrong With My Baby. I noticed the new advertising strategy for leasing cars. Now, at least in the States, I noticed that when they say now, you can lease this car, you can lease this van, you can lease this SUV for $68 biweekly. $68, so that means every 2 weeks instead of a month. So we can multiply that by two, right? And what is that? $176, $136, or maybe it's $176, I don't know. $136 a month. Let's see. Two times, yeah, $136. Anyway, no calculator in the studio. So why don't they just tell you what you're used to, which is $136 a month? They don't, because they want to make it sound cheaper. So why don't they just tell you, instead of $68 a month, why don't they just a little over a dollar a day? And if they just said, you can lease this car for just a little over a dollar a day, you'd say, fantastic! Less than a coffee, less than half a cup of coffee in Toronto, less than a quarter of a cup of Starbucks in Toronto if you want the fancy thing. And if that doesn't work, why don't they say you can lease this car for, let's do the math, 8 cents an hour. You can have this car for 8 cents an hour. Nobody can resist. And you can make three times that for 24 cents an hour. You can drive a Cadillac. You could drive a Lexus, I bet. What it would cost to lease a Lexus. For 24 cents an hour, you can't be driving a Lexus. I should be working on a used car lot. Or even a new car lot with that kind of thinking. All right, now we're going to do a feature here, the Everly Brothers. like them very much. We're going to start with That's Old Fashioned. From these are all from 58 to 62. I won't go through the dates, but they were all in the top 10. That's Old Fashioned, Bird Dog, and Problems. Here are Don and Phil.
That's the way love should be. We enjoy sitting side by side in the booth in the ice cream parlor, where we play the Nickelodeon, and we dance when we hear our favorite melody. That's old fashioned, that's the way love should be. It's a modern changing world, everything is moving fast. But when it comes to love, I like what they did in the past. I'm the kind who loves only one, so the boys say I'm that's the way love should be.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he jokes my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
Sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, we're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovey dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little love. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's a teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
What he wants, he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own.
He's a bird.
Hey,
the same way too. Worries, worries pile up on my head. Woe is me, I should have stayed in bed. Can't get the car, my marks ain't been so good. My love life just ain't swinging like it should. Problems, problems, problems. They're all on account of my loving you like I do. Problems, problems, problems. They won't be solved until I'm sure of you. Solve my problems with a love that's true. Problems, problems, problems all day long.
Problems. The Everly Brothers and three tunes there. That was Problems from 1958. Before that, we heard Bird Dog, also from 1958. And we opened with That's Old Fashioned from 1962. Anyway, I was in Florida for a while over the past winter, and I thought I was going to have some fun on a Friday night. We were in this kind of the sports bar, and you know, every night they have some sort of feature, and the feature on Friday night is a trivia contest. And this, the week we were there, the trivia contest was pop music. So the people we were with said, oh, yeah, you'll do well on this. I said, well, we'll see what happens. There were 20 tunes that they played. They repeated each tune. You had to come up with the name of the song and the name of the artist. And you know what I was on the trivia contest out of 20 tunes? Zero for 20. I don't know any of these songs. Like, there's reasonably current. I'm sure they're within the last 10 years or so. I didn't know any of them. So as I was leaving, the maitre d' said, did you have a good time? I said, yeah. I said, you know, except I was 0 for 20 on the song contest. And I said, I like, you know, Motown, R&B, stuff like that, the 60s. He said, oh, yeah, well, we're going to have a Motown contest next week. So it was a decent place to eat. So we came back the next Friday night for a little something. To make a long story short, I was 1 for 20. I got a Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, from the period of Marvin Gaye I don't like, that What's Going On, Sexual Healing, all that. I like Stubborn Kind of Fella, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And that's the only one that I got, you know. The good music, but it's still in the stores, folks. That's what it's interesting. It's still in the stores. You're kind of walking underground in the men's socks in the bay, and you do hear Ain't No Mountain High Enough. You hear a little bit of Martha Reeves from time to time. So it's still around. All right. Now, here are the Marvelettes, and number 48. From July of 1964. I love this tune. You're My Remedy.
Oh,
The Marvelettes and You're My Remedy from 1964. I don't think I'm asking too much here, folks, but I like my salt from a salt shaker at the table. I like it from a salt shaker. I have been using salt from a salt shaker since I've been putting salt on my food, which maybe since I was 4 years old. So I know from a salt shaker how much salt I want. I don't want salt from a spoon. People now want to give you salt from a spoon. I said, I don't know how much salt I need from a spoon. I know how many shakes to get the right amount, but I don't know what salt is because you can't see salt. I mean, S-E-E salt. You can't see salt. You can see pepper. You kind of have an idea with pepper. If they grind pepper on or you have a pepper grinder, you can see. But salt, you can't. I said, that's too much salt or not enough. Why can't we use common Morden salt from a salt shaker? That's what. If we go to I don't need fancy salt. I just give me Morton salt and a salt shaker and I'm happy. I know how much. I don't need fancy salt and I definitely don't want salt from a spoon on my salad. Talk about trivial things that bother me. Here's Maurice Williams. And the Zodiacs, and number one from October of 1960, Stay.
Hey. Just a little bit longer. Hey. Please, 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 please tell them where you're going to. Now how your daddy don't mind, and your mommy don't mind. If we have another dance, yeah, just the one more. One more time.
Oh, one, two, stay.
One, two,
just a little bit longer.
One, two,
please let me in.
One, two,
just a little bit.
Say you will. Won't you place your sweet lips
Maurice Williams, the Zodiacs, and Stay. It's Last Dance, Slow Dance on the show. We've run out of time here. So please do as you always do if you do this. Assume that vertical position. Kick back the rug. Adjust the dimmer switch because we've got Shep and the Limelights. And number two from March of 1961. Here they are with Daddy's Home.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dream. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently.
Your eyes, Daddy.
Daddy's home. Daddy's home to stay.
Daddy's Home and Shep and the Limelight. Shep and the Limelight, Stan. Doing the honors there. That was from 1962. We've just about run out of time. In fact, we have run out of time on this edition of Finkelman's 45s. Thanks for tuning in on the internet. We'll be back soon. Just look every Saturday, and if there's something new on the air, it'll be there on Saturday by about 6 or 7 in the evening. Till the next show, I'm Danny Finkelman, and that's it, everybody.